it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If there's one thing we know all about, it's Bears hype, and it's here once again with the start of the season. Monday Night Football, the Bears and the Vikings. Welcome back. It is Bet Sweats right here on the BetMGM Network. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Sam, Ben Johnson, your favorite for Coach of the Year. Go back 365 days. Matt Eberflus was the favorite for Coach of the Year. We'll see how it goes for Ben Johnson tonight. We'll bring in Jared Payton, a Bears analyst. He's on WGN News here in Chicago. Also here about 670 The Score. JP, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Better than Sam's picks for Coach of the Year. But it's all good. What's going on, fellas?
I actually did not pick Matt Eberflus last year. Joe is just being Joe. We were laughing, though, because every year this hype ramps up. You know this. You've lived it. You breathe it. Every year. Every year it's the year. There's a lot of similarities between Cubs fans and Bears fans. Last year the win total was 8.5, and Matt Eberflus was the Coach of the Year favorite this time last year. Turn the calendar. As Joe said, the win total is 8.5. And the new head coach is the Coach of the Year favorite. It's like it's a vicious cycle, JP. And some of these coaches, one of them is eventually going to break it, you would think.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's time for one of these guys to be able to break it. But I think the hype, it's every single year, you guys, and we all know this, right? We know that Bears fans come in optimistic that this is the year, things are going to change. This is a little bit different just because of getting Ben Johnson and kind of knowing his resume from being in the division and seeing what he did in Detroit. I think the hype was a little bit more. Plus, I think it was coming off of a year where you saw Caleb Williams struggle when it comes to, you know, taking sacks and trying to stay upright, but you look at the yardage that he put up and you're thinking, holy cow, you know, the Bears fans are all still searching for a 4,000 yard passer. He was pretty darn close. And so everybody's like, maybe Ben Johnson is the right guy, the guy to get Caleb on track and to get the most out of him. So I think the hype going into this season was doubled. But my biggest thing coming into the year, you guys, was just telling Bears fans to kind of like tape your expectations just a little bit, like pump the brakes a little bit. Let's enjoy this. Let's enjoy what the beginnings of what could be something special, but know that it's probably going to take a couple of drafts for him to kind of figure out what he wants to do and to have his type of roster. But I am super intrigued to see him talk about from the beginning of building an offense around the players that he has and go back into the Matt Nagy days. That was never the case. It was like, this is my system. You have to fit in it, where mm-hmm. Ben is a one of one. This is my system. I can build it around people. And for me, I'm here for sustained success. I want long-term success. I want this team, the Bears, you know, consistently in the postseason, in the hunt for the postseason every single year. So I'm not expecting that this season. So I'm expecting it long term, and hopefully that comes with Ben Johnson being one of those guys that is Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I'm on the same page with you. If you want to build it right with longevity, slow down. Bears fans, you know, and it's not just Bears, it's other fan bases, 0-60, because they see other teams go from worst to first place. Like, that happens with this league, you know, with injuries or just everything hits perfectly. And the one successful season that the Bears have had since Lovie Smith was Matt Nagy's first year. So they think that can happen. Like, okay, it's all going to go right. Like, no, it's not that easy. It can for 1 year, but long term, you've got to build it the right way. So I'm glad you bring that up. Everybody wants everything immediately. I think about the run game. We know Ben Johnson wants to run the football. And if you're watching that Detroit game yesterday, oh, crap. They had no run game to speak of against Green Bay. It's the same pieces. It's the same dudes for the most part. You didn't have Ragnow, but the same backs. Pretty good line. They could not run the ball at all. How are the Bears going to run the ball here? How are they going to do it this year?
Let me tell you something, though, real quick to go back to that game.
Yeah.
I thought for sure, Jahmyr Gibbs. I was like, you know what? It was, I think the line was like 60, so I don't know, it was 60 something, maybe 70 yards. And so I was like, ah, you know what? I'm going to just take 90 rushing and receiving. That's going to be cake for Jahmyr Gibbs. And when I went to check the app, I was like, are you kidding me? So that was a big part of what Ben Johnson was all about. It was establishing the run. And that's going to have to be the case for the Bears. And I know everybody wants Caleb to have the success that here in Chicago that, listen, we all do. I want him to be super successful. I would love for him to throw for 4,000 yards and a bunch of touchdowns and not a lot of interceptions. That would be great. But when it comes down to it, the game of football, you guys, is just I know it's so difficult when you look at schemes and figuring out pass protection and what defenses are doing, what offenses are doing. But it's still built on the principles that it was built on and the foundation that's running the football. And to have success in the league at some point, you have to be able to run. It is very rare that I've been going to Super Bowls since 99 to give out the Walter Payton Man of the Year award. Every team that gets there more than likely has a run game. They can run the ball. It's very, very rare. I think that one year and a good offensive line most of the time. So that year that the Bengals went with Joe Burrow and lost, I was like, that offensive line was horrible. But I was like, it's not normal. So for the Bears, it comes down to DeAndre Swift and can he be the guy? And I don't know if it's just him being the guy. It has to be in some ways pretty similar to what was going on in Detroit for Ben Johnson. I think it's going to have to be a mix of lightning and thunder. Can you find that balance? Is a guy like Kyle Manunga going to be a rookie, be able to come in and be that power for you? But to establish the run early, and especially tonight, if they want to find a way to get a dub, they're going to have to control the game on the ground. And that's going to be tough against a Brian Flores defense, which brings so many different looks, so many different blitz schemes. And when they bring it too is always crazy. Second down a lot. You have to find ways to have success on first down to make it in a manageable second down and then be able to pick your poison. But to me, for Caleb to have success, the run game has to be on and they have to find a way, whether it's inside zone, it has to be some outside zone as well. And then also mixing in those screen games. And I think that's where tonight you'd probably see DeAndre Swift have some success. He's such a good back out of the backfield, but also as well, get him in space. And with them bringing pressure, I think it's going to give them opportunities for the screen game with the running backs to be able to get those chunk yardage plays.
What's your pulse on the total tonight? 43.5 total points between both teams. When I throw 43.5 out there, what's your reaction?
I think it's low for a reason. We have two quarterbacks who, let's just go with J.J. McCarthy. I mean, J.J., so many question marks surrounding him. Like, I not going to any Vikings practices, I was just like everybody else, just searching on the interwebs, trying to find, different videos of him during camp. And there was times where I was like, holy cow, this dude, what kind of ball was that? That was amazing. To them going, what is he doing there? So I'm feeling like that is going to be probably what we'll see tonight as well, where he will make some. I mean, anytime you've got Justin Jefferson on the football field, it makes it a lot easier. Adam Thielen as well. I mean, a veteran guy. So those guys will make the job easier. I think it's low because I think it's going to be a low scoring game. And I hate taking unders in games. Like it just, every time I do it, I just really want to I don't even have hair. I just want to pull it out. I don't know if can the Bears score. There's a lot of question marks, and I don't think going into week one, I might take the under in this game, but it's so low that I it's hard, Sam. I would probably it's screaming under, but I would probably just take the over because I just want to see points.
Yeah, not a lot of overs yesterday. Only a couple of them, as Sam has pointed out. With Jared Payton here on BetSwitch, Joe O, Sammy P. You understand offensive line play. Your dad, the greatest running back to do it. When you played, you were a running back. So I know you have lifelong connections with some offensive linemen. So I'm looking at these two teams. Of course, a lot of chatter here in Chicago about the changes on the offensive line, the needed changes. Three new starters across the center of that O-line. Well, it's the same thing with Minnesota. They had a very successful year, and they made a lot of changes too. Does it take time to gel? How long does it take? Is that going to be an issue for both of these teams early on in the season with two very young quarterbacks?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it takes a little bit of time. I think it's weird now in this day and age where you're not getting a lot of game reps because of how shortened the preseason is now. So, and depending on how much guys are playing, the starters are playing, you don't get a lot of it. So a lot of coming during practice. And I think those joint practices to me are probably even maybe they could be even more valuable than getting the game reps, right? Because you're getting a chance in a controlled environment to be able to go up against the other team's dogs. So you get a chance to be able to do it. So yeah, it takes a little bit of time, but if you have veterans on that line, and I look at just what the Bears did on the interior, I think you're fine. The biggest issue is when you look at that offensive line for the Bears and what they did in the offseason, the issue is that left tackle position. To me, that's still a question mark. And Braxton Jones is going to get the opportunity to be able to start this season as the guy. I feel like we've seen a lot of Braxton. So I don't know how he holds up. And you're coming off of an injury from last year. How much is your lower half like? Are you truly ready for that long grind? That's yet to be seen. But I think with the interior, guys like Joe Tooney, like you get an opportunity to have dudes that have done it and that have won, got like that, that's won championships, that's been in big time games, that leads by example. I think they will be fine. Pass protection is always a question mark because you don't know. But I think the one thing that unites all offensive linemen is running the football. Like that's what they've always done. It doesn't matter what system you put them in, running the football. Guys want to fire off the ball and like just get nasty. Those dudes don't want to be catching blocks all day. So if you can find a way to mix in and have a good balance on offense, I think it's only going to help those guys. But I think with the way that Joe, the way that the preseason is, it's hard to tell if guys have gelled or not. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is being done inside of training camps.
We got about a minute and a half left, Jarrett. By the way, you and the Payton family are going to be honorary captains at the game tonight, which is so cool. Dude, to see you guys out there. What? I'm going to be tailgating. I'm not going to make it in, but I can give you my favorite Bears bet. It's Rome Odunze for the whole season, over 850 yards. Do you love that, or do you love that?
I love that. And the reason why I say that is because one of my big keys and what's good moments on my show GN Sports was, I think this is the year that Rome Odunze shows that he is the future of the franchise. So I think this is going to be that calling card year for him, and I think he's going to have a big year. I still think that DJ probably has more yardage tonight, but I also think that that Caleb has a lot of weapons at his disposal, so he's going to be able to choose. And I think it's going to be kind of game by game of seeing who's going to be on, who's not, and who gets the most targets. But definitely love Rome for over that total.
JP, we've got about 30 seconds here. I'm pretty sure that you're going to be on the Bears in the game. Give us a bear to get into an end zone, get into the end zone. Who's scoring a touchdown tonight?
I really think the connection between Olamide Zaccheaus and Caleb is something special. And I think it's kind of obscure. I think it's obscure, but I think him or Colston Loveland getting into the end zone tonight is definitely a good bet, and ones that I might be putting on my slip, but not sure yet, because I hate taking touchdowns. I just really do. I'm a yardage receiving reception type of guy, but I hate waiting for touchdowns. Even though last night I had Derrick Henry for one, took it off the slip, and then lo and behold, he was a monster last night.
Woo! Yeah, he was. I am with you on Loveland. You can get that at about 4-1. Ben Johnson wants to show everybody why they drafted that dude so high. Jared Payton, thank you for joining us tonight. Have a lot of fun. That's going to be a great experience. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.